Hey guys, and welcome back to PT with B. So today I just wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about motivation and being held accountable from yourself. Being in the industry I'm in, being a personal trainer and a nutrition coach, I find it's a lot of people obviously rely on me for a lot of motivation. But the thing is, I can give you all the motivation in the world. I could give you all the tools, but if you choose not to make it a priority, it's never going to happen for you. There is only a certain amount of guidance, help, motivation that someone else can give you before it starts being an inside job. So the thing is, it's always an inside job, and sometimes you just need that little bit of spark. You just need that little bit of a jump start, a little bit of someone holding your hand just to start with until you hit the ground running. That could be like joining a group, that could be hiring a personal trainer, and I'm not saying these are short-term things, you can stay with these for a long term. However, you sometimes just need that little bit of push to get you started. So lately in New Zealand, it's being a little bit colder, it's getting a little bit harder in the mornings to get up if you're like me. All these kinds of things make it very limiting factor in terms of how motivated we are. And I mean, believe me, starting at 5:30 in the morning is difficult at times, but if it's something you want to do and it's a priority to you, you will find the time, you will find a way to get up and get there. So this doesn't have to be health and fitness. This could be all aspects of your life, but I really think you need to put in the time and invest in yourself. In relation to health and fitness, if you're one of those people that finds they don't have enough time in the day, look at what time you get up in the morning. Look at what your morning routine is. It could be as simple as waking up and doing some stretches in the morning. It could be as simple as going for a walk. It could be organizing your day the night before so you have more time in the morning. So there's definitely a lot of different ways to approach it. But the thing is, being responsible for yourself and holding yourself accountable for what you prioritize in your life. I mean, if you prioritize drinking and smoking, you want to go out partying, and then you don't have time to hit your health and fitness goals, that's completely up to you, and there's absolutely no judgment. However, if you're complaining that you don't have enough time in the day, you don't have enough money, but you're going out and doing these things, I think you need to be really honest with yourself and reflect on the last few weeks and think of what you could change for yourself. Now, this is in no way negative. This is just being completely honest and thinking what you can do to make a change in terms of a habit for yourself. It doesn't have to be a huge thing. In fact, I suggest starting small and making small habits. It's how I teach in terms of my nutrition. It's how I teach in terms of my exercise and movement. So all health and wellness really should be about small habits that you can maintain for a long time instead of big drastic changes. So we don't want to go, okay, I don't go to the gym at all, to I'm going to go 7 times a week for the next 3 months. That's a big drastic change, and we want to start really small. So it could be as simple as I'm going to start walking 2 times a week to drop the kids off at school instead of driving. It could be organizing meals the night before so you have more time in the morning to get up and do some yoga. It could be hiring a personal trainer. I mean, it has to be small and it has to be achievable, and you have to start ticking it off over time and really committing yourself to what you see as a priority before you can really before you can really start to think, I can't do this anymore. So today is all about being honest with yourself. It's about prioritizing your time and looking at yourself in the mirror and thinking, what do I want to achieve? And what are the small steps that I can put in place today that is going to help my future self? I hope you got something from today. Any questions, feel free to flick me a message. Have a good Monday, guys.